The weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, Mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to Maitreya's previous lectures or set songs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously, Religious Group Section. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
Welcome to the Mission of Maitreya's Conversation Room. As usual, we will be together for an hour and a half in this room, and we will go through the new revelation, which has unified all the religions of the world and fulfilled the prophecies and fulfilled the promise of God that at the end time, He will reveal His whole plan. And this whole plan now is on earth, and anybody can access them, read them, understand them, and know what God was doing all this time from last 12,000 years, and why human history and creation of man, and what is the goal of the life, why we are here, and why God sent all these religions separately, and now they have been all put together as one path, one teaching, one religion to humanity. And if anyone with the slightest spirit of God in them see the clear sign that God has sent this to humanity, they have no choice but accept that indeed this is the revelation. The whole humanity have to come and understand it, realize it, accept it, and stop fighting with each other and become one, because God is one and we are all His children, and there can be one God and many religions. And those who think there are many religions and from one God and their religion is better than the other people, they do not know the plan of God. And He has clearly revealed to His prophets that there is going to be an end time, and He sealed that end time revelation and vision from all the prophets. And clearly in Revelation He says that there is not going to be anyone that knows the mystery of God until the seventh angel comes, the seventh revelation comes. Therefore, we have to clearly see His vision, His words, His scriptures, and how He has sent all this revelation to humanity one at a time, and now He has put these visions together and is calling to humanity to come to understand why the flood of Noah, why the destruction after the beginning of the creation, how the creation started, why man failed, and what is being the struggle between the pure consciousness or that state of oneness and the part that went away from God and fell to the illusion of separation from God, which is Maya. And now God shows the way to return home, to go back to God. And it is not an idea of one person. It is not a opinion or philosophy that will bring man back to God, but a plan that he clearly shows he has been pursuing for last 12,000 years, and he has been guiding humanity to this point. He was showing man that if he doesn't follow God, they will follow their own ego, and ego separates, bring destruction, bring disunity, and that is the whole problem in the universe. Therefore, we have to dissolve this ego and connect to God directly. The ego is the any ideas separate man from man. No matter what you call it, if it separates any part of the universe from any other part, it is limited. And the only thing that limits you in this universe is ego. Deep inside, in your spirit and your essence, you know the truth. You know the correct way. You know the reality of God. But human ego likes to rationalize it, to bring excuses, to try to come with our own ideas and opinions, which very much colored with our attachments and desires, and with our upbringing and cultural biases that separate us from each other. But if we go to our essence, we know the way God created the universe, we become a God-conscious person, we look at the nature of the things, the way God has created them, and we accept the way they are as the natural way of God. And therefore, we will not create our own ideas of how things should be, but how things have been created to be. And with this understanding, we do not argue. We all agree if there is something natural and is created by God and that's the way it should be, therefore that is the way it should be. That, of course, will throw a lot of ideas and opinions and cultural biases out, and it brings the pure, natural way of thinking of the universe, the way it's been created, the way it is meant to be used. So we can see God is human salvation. God is the unity for humanity. And these words and this revelation is the healing power for man to heal their souls, their minds, their intellect, their ideas, and purify them to the essence of God. And eventually we will have hundreds and thousands and millions of people who become pure and let God's spirit come through them, and they become natural man instead of being a product of their cultures or education and background. Then the unity, of course, will come to them, because they go beyond any boundage, any narrowness that this world brings to humanity. This is the teaching of freeing you to God, freeing you from all the bondages that this earth has been put onto you, and it has become a yoke on the way and life of humanity. So humanity has a great struggle and period of purification to go through. We are asking people to overcome their own ideas, opinion, cultures, biases, and everything that bound them to earth. And there are many people who still cannot do that, and these biases and these opinions and ideas will bring great suffering to humanity, because the goal is to mix humanity together and create one world based on God's law and acceptance as natural way the things is being created. This many people do not want to accept, and they're struggling and they're fighting against it. And anytime in any stage that human wants to go from one stage to another stage, there is going to be a confusion. If you are in your second chakra and you want to go to third chakra, there is going to be a period of confusion, and you will struggle to go to the higher level. And if you are in this fourth chakra and want to go to fifth or whatever level, there is going to be a struggle before you reach to that stage of higher level. This is what humanity is going through. The will of God is for humanity to purify themselves and see these teachings clearly and clean their religions from dogmas, from separative ideas, from man-made religions that has separated man for thousands of years. And now that separation is coming to head in a greater degree, because when God sent the revelation, it's just not a word of one person. It is backed up with the universal mind and all the powers that is in the disposal of the Spirit, especially this revelation, which is for everyone. It is not for one special culture. It's not just for the lost tribe of Israel. It is not for only Hebrews or Arabs. It's not only for Hindus or Buddhists. It is for whole humanity. And that's why it unifies all religions of the world. Actually, we have many people, as I said many times, come to our room and say, it's impossible to unify all religions of the world. They forget, yes, it's impossible for man, but it's not impossible for God. And indeed, that is what happened in this mission. It is unified by God, therefore it is possible. And it's been done, it's here. You know, it's nothing, it's not something that, you know, we are saying, oh, we should sit down together and unify religions of the world. No, it's already been unified in God's mind from the very beginning of creation, from the very moment of realizing the eternal divine path. There is seven steps in the eternal divine path, and each religion God sent to reveal one step of this path. And now it is here. And it does unify our religions of the world. There is no religion that is based on God's Spirit is not included. Which is not included means all of them are included. So it's done. It's a done thing. It's not something someone else should come and reinvent the wheel. It's done. It's here. It's for humanity. Revelation is perfected for the last 25 years. And really, is the only thing is left for humanity to see it clearly. And those who see it clearly, of course, have the obligation to make to other people to see it clearly, or at least give it to anybody that they can, and put effort in doing so by participating, by engaging yourself to spread this message and give this vision to as many as possible. Of course, not everybody will listen to you, and you leave them to God. No, it is not your responsibility to convert them. It is not my responsibility to convert you. My responsibility and your responsibility is to give the message. And the message makes sense, it's clear, it's supported with God's words and his scriptures based on his revelations and history and creation and prophecies. Perfect. It's a perfect revelation for humanity. And therefore, it will eventually manifest. You're not here to create a cult. You're not here to create a small group. We give the message and we leave you to God. If you saw the vision clearly, then you will obligate yourself to come to help, to spread, to work, to give as your time and energy and whatever you could to see this vision is spread all through earth. It is spreading already, you know. There is not ever been a prophet in Revelation so perfectly come to humanity and then so well is supported with internet, with technology, with sound, with video to humanity at the time when the prophet himself is still alive. It took 170 years before they put Bible into text and revealed it to humanity. No other prophet really put any teaching down while they were alive and so perfectly given to humanity. Therefore, you can see God is supportive of this revelation and is very protective also of this revelation. And this time, of course, the idea is to bring the purest revelation to humanity possible. And indeed, it has already been done. All the dogmas of all religions are exposed and cleansed and cleaned. They were all religions that they still follow their dogmas, they're done with. And they have to realize this, their time has finished. They had their purpose. They came here for humanity to become familiar with one part of the revelation of God. And now it's time to put those dogmas and true understanding God's revelation away and come to the purest revelation of God. And you don't even have to argue in a philosophical or different points of view in this religion. It's a path. You walk the path. You follow the path. You put effort into that. You meditate. You awaken your spiritual forces. That's the first part. You know, it's a mystical path. No other religion to this point included mystical paths as a part of the revelation of God. Judeo-Christian, Islamic, Baha'i teaching didn't include the mystical path. Also, all the prophets had a mystical experience themselves, but the prophet never emphasized meditate, awaken your spiritual forces. And the mystical path never included other religions, Judeo-Christian, Islamic, Baha'i teaching into their religion, because they said, no, we already know the way, but awaken our spiritual forces, we can go to God. That's all you need. Know thyself to know to God. Of course, God clearly in Bible says, no, if you do that, I will spew you out of my mouth. I will not accept that approach. So now, the mystical paths also have to realize they have to also follow the rest of the eternal divine path. Direct their energy to create the communities of light. Communities of light are the base of the kingdom of heaven on earth. They are that important. Without the communities of light, we cannot bring the kingdom of God on earth. And of course, the communities of light has been explained many times. Any few people come together and bring the eternal divine path in their community can create a unit of the communities of light and eventually a community of light. And the whole hierarchy and the kingdom will come from these communities. It's a movement from the people who come together to create a system which will be filled with benevolent, well-known leaders whose intentions are to create an environment which accelerates the progress of man to God, to create an environment that helps man to go to God as fast as possible. That is the goal of the life. The goal of the life is to become divine. And if we understand that and create the communities which accelerate this process, then we have the coming of light. That is the message of the Old Testament. God has been trying to find a people, the 12 tribe of Israel, as his people who accept him as their king and follow his laws. Of course, is that it? The Jewish people are the chosen people, and everybody should accept that, and they have the only revelation of God. We can see in chapter 49, verse 10, God clearly says the kingdom will stay with Judah until the Shiloh come, until the Messiah come. Of course, Messiah come as Christ, and at the end of his ministry, it clearly says the kingdom will be taken away from you and given to another people. It means your mission is done, you're finished. Now humanity knows what God wants. God wants the communities of light to be created. Now I have come, as Christ said, I have come to show you the next step. Now you awaken your spiritual forces, you direct your energy toward the creation of the communities of light, which is the second seal, and, or the Old Testament, you have to sacrifice in order to create these communities. Humanity have to learn to share. Humanity have to learn to overcome their ego and realize that me, which creates more separation, and of course the whole reason for destruction if any society, if you read in history, is that self-centeredness which comes to a nation or a people, and that destruction follows. So the next step is to sacrifice, to share, and that is the message of Christ, message of New Testament. And that is what New Testament convey to humanity. You have to give up yourself. Of course, Christ gave her life, his life, to this process. And he showed that the greatest thing a man can do is lay his life for his friend and treat your neighbor as yourself. Or do to others as you want to be done unto you. Of course, he added to that, if they did not do the way you want to be treated, forgive them. But if they have done wrong to the society, that should not be forgiven. Because if you forgive the bad done to society, after a while, a lot of bad things will be done in that society, and the society will fall apart. So individually, be forgiveful, but in a social level, do not forgive. So we can see that sacrifice is the message of the third seal of Christ, and of course, to be freed from the effect of the result of our action or our expectation for the result, and therefore become bound by the result of our action. The revelation of the fourth seal comes to humanity, and that is surrendering and submission to God. Realizing what is the plan of God. He clearly says, my plan is the eternal divine path. That's what he's been doing for the last 12,000 years. That's what the time of Noah came, the destruction came, because the human before him were not listening to the word of God, and they became self-centered, and they're using their power to gain and extract life form and became corrupt. That's why God changed man to the one we have now. Our third eyes are closed. We don't have any connection to the spiritual world. And we think this external world is the ultimate truth, because we have two external eyes, and we see everything in the external world, and we take them as the truth. But the truth is, there is also a spiritual world which is more real than this one. We can't see it anymore. And those who see it or experience it, they get frightened. Even in the United States, that 20% of the people in the U.S. have some spiritual experiences. 80% of that 20%, even more, don't want to have nothing to do with it, because that's going to change their life. They can't cope up with the Joneses anymore, because they will change. So they try to ignore it as much as possible, because when you experience a spirit, you do not belong to this world anymore. These two eyes cannot deceive you anymore. These two eyes become very unimportant, because your third eye become more important than these two eyes. That's what happened after the flood of Noah. Our third eye is no longer open. Cannot see a spirit, cannot manipulate a spirit. That's what they used to do. Before the flood of Noah, they could manipulate the spirit. So God closed the eye and made human the way we are. He made a new man. Now we have to go back and realize the will of God is to create the comings of light. Follow eternal divine path. That will bring the kingdom of God on earth, and humanity will be able to gain those powers back, but it's realizing that if they misuse it, it can be taken away from them. That's the whole reason for 12,000 years that we just are at the end of it. We realize before 12,000 years, humanity had the power, had the ability to manipulate the spirit, and now they're going back. But this time, they have a history to learn from. History, his story, is a lesson for humanity to study, to understand, to see how human by himself cannot bring peace on earth, but eternal divine path can. So this time we will not misuse our powers. Pretty soon, people more and more will have telepathic ability. They start see visions and open the third eye to a spiritual world. But with the understanding that last 12,000 years is a lesson for them. Do not misuse your spiritual powers. That is the lesson. Do not try selfishly gain some spiritual powers and misuse them. Just like using your psychic energy, to make money instead of using it to bring the kingdom of God on earth. So this is the lesson we have to learn. When we gain our spiritual powers, we remember in though and it's God's revelation. It's telling us, awaken our spiritual forces, but directed toward the creation of the communion of light. Do not be egoistical. Share, and after you know that the goal is to create the communion of light and follow eternal divine path, now what is God's will for me in this endeavor? That's the next step. Okay, we know overall the will of God. Overall, the will of God has been revealed in 7th revelation in our teachings. Now, where I fall in this umbrella, under this umbrella, where is the will of God for me as an individual? And it's between you and God again, Don't you think, as Prophet Muhammad said, because you came and joined the mission, God or me owe you something? No, it's actually you owe God everything that has revealed to you, and you have to realize that, yes, I have been blessed that God has revealed this to me, And Maitreya and God doesn't really owe me anything. But I am here to do the will of God. If we get 144,000 self-motivated, absolutely in fire of God, then we can work together very closely, very clearly, and we can create a system and a people that are in the fire of God with no expectation or ego attachments and desires and a obstacle in the way of God and His mission, but a blessing for themselves and this mission. Then we can have people that are absolutely ready to follow eternal divine path. And the more we get such a people, the more we have such a persons, we will have a greater spiritual power on earth to clearly spread this mission and shake this earth from its foundation. And eventually let everybody know this indeed is their way out. It is their salvation. It is the way of God. Now you find out what is your place in this revelation and under this umbrella. The next step is to get rid of all the narrowness of the mind. Anything that separates any part of the universe from any other part is a narrowness of mind. Your religion, your nationality, your culture, your gender. Anything says, I am different than another part of the universe, will bring suffering and destruction to humanity, and we will continue have the same kind of the history we have had for last 12,000 years, full of destruction, wars, separation, egotism. But the next step is overcome all those narrowness of the mind and become a universalist. Absolutely, I belong to universe. God is my father and mother. And everybody else in the world is a struggling unit consciousness. So we can create the communist of light and take everybody to God. That comes with the universalism, the teaching of Bab and Baha. So you see, all religions are covered. If you teach, know thyself, awaken your spiritual forces, it's all mystical paths. Any teaching that teaches you to close your eyes or meditate and go and know thyself deeper level is covered. Judaism and the Old Testament or Hebrews teachings are covered. Christianity, Islam, and Baha'i. There's no one left out. It's unified. It is possible to unify only through the revelation from God by opening the seven seals, by revealing the book sealed with the seven seal to humanity. It is done. People cannot come to our room and say it cannot be done. It's done. What do you mean it cannot be done? It's already done. It's here. It's unified. The only thing is, you know, click a couple of links and go to the holiest of the holies and read about it. Or listen to one of these lectures or satsangs. It's all there. So, God indeed exists. He has prophesied He will send this revelation. He will unify all humanity. And it is done. Now it's up to us to see where we fall into this revelation, shatter all the narrowness of the mind, release ourselves from anything that keeps us from going to God and coming together and create the facilitating body. cannot create a community of light at this time, because even if you create a community of light somewhere, you're going to be only one person or a group of people in a very isolated place, and such a gathering might fall on themselves and become a cult. That's the problem with a lot of cults. They create a small group of people who separate themselves from the society and eventually fall on themselves and become warped. And therefore, they can become an obstacle in the way of the members. That's why we need a facilitating body, a body that will come together and facilitate the dissemination of these teachings and the spread of this message to humanity. And as we eventually create this facilitating body, we can create a system that every communist of light is connected to this system and to one another. Therefore, they're not isolated cases which can become cults or fall on themselves. Apat is asking, what is the eternal divine path? Apat, is it the first time you have been in this room? And have you heard about this path? Okay. Have you been in our website? Okay, great. Yeah, well, we just actually explained the path the last half an hour. But usually we ask people go to our website during the week. And this room is mostly for people who have gone to the website and learned about our teachings, and now they can come here and ask questions about the teaching in that website and the room that we have during the week, or our other rooms that they are in Palta. But that's okay. I can, if you want to know about the Eternal Divine Path, I can explain it to you in a very brief way. And basically, we have many religions on earth, and all of them have been separating one from the other. But God has foretold of coming of a revelation at the end time, which he did not reveal it to even his prophets. But clearly in Revelation it says that it will be opened, and that will be the seventh revelation of God, and when that comes, the mystery of God is finished. Eternal Divine Path is the path that covers all the religions of the world, unifies them all together, shows a path of coming of the kingdom of God on earth, and therefore fulfills the expectation of all religions on earth. This is basically what the Eternal Divine Path is. Now, of course, if you go to the website and read about it, and study it, and search to understand it, listen to the previous conversations or satsang, which means discourses, you will become more familiar and see it's a very much deeper than this explanation that I gave you in a couple of minutes. Actually, it's usually, on average, it takes 7 years for someone who become absolutely, completely familiar with this revelation. So that is what the Eternal Divine Path is. The Eternal Divine Path is the essence of our teachings. It covers all the mystical paths, like Hinduism, Buddhism, Sufism, saints in Christianity, Kabbalah, and any other teaching that says, know thyself to know God, or be still and know that you are God. It covers Old Testament, the teaching of Hebrews. It covers Christianity, Islam, and Baha'is, or Bab's teachings. Not only it unifies all of them, it shows a path which is the fastest path to God. Go ahead, Apats. What is your question? What do you want to ask? You can type it or you can come to the mic and tell us about it. If you want to type it, that would be fine. Actually, that is what mostly, who is Maitreya? I am Maitreya, and Maitreya is the person who's been prophesied to bring this revelation to humanity. I am a messenger of God to bring this message to man. And now it is done. We have been revealing this revelation to humanity for last 25 years, a little less or more. And we will continue until God stops us, and then of course we believe that we can reincarnate. Even then we shall return and continue this revelation and this mission until its fulfillment. Therefore nobody can stop this revelation, no matter what they do to it or to us. It's unstoppable, because we all, me and all the people who are called elects, shall return over and over and over until humanity realizes they are waiting in vain for another personal revelation come, and it already is done. Apat is asking, when I think you have gone through all the religions, I mean studied. Then I think you have gone through all the religion. I mean studied. Okay, you have to elaborate a little more what you mean with that sentence. It sounds like there's a language problem there. If anybody understands what he's talking about, you can send me and raise your hand for the mic. Okay. Yeah, if you like, I mean, you have studied all the religions. Yes, we have studied all the religions, but it is not just by studying the religions. It's not something you read them and then you decide tomorrow that I'm going to unify them. Yes, we have studied all religions, but our study is different than just sitting and reading books, but it's been it's done with a guiding light, with the Spirit of God that guided. Eventually we realize that it is a path. Of course, if you go to our website, there is a lecture, it's explained how it all came together. That's all right. If you don't have the mic, just type in the text your questions. Actually, this room is mostly for this purpose, for the people who go to our website, who have questions, they can bring them here, and we can explain the website to them in a greater degree. So can you please tell me who is that God? That God cannot be explained, but it can be experienced, and it also can be understood intellectually, especially by our teachings, which clearly says God said he is going to do these things, and he has done it. God is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. therefore it doesn't have any name in a sense of external world. So when you are asking me, please tell me who is that God, I have to tell you there is only one God. And that God is a spirit in every man and woman and child, and our essence and Him are one. Therefore, if you want to answer that question, close your eyes, go within yourself. And when you face God and you realize that you and God are one, actually you do not exist, but God does, then there is no separation between you and God, and that question no longer will be there. And then you come back after that experience, and people ask you, what is God, and who is that God you're talking about? You cannot explain it to them because you experienced him or her or it, but they have not. People have been trying to explain God for thousands of years. They have been reading hundreds and thousands of books, and they have not succeeded. Because God cannot be explained. But I can show you the way to experience him. We have a room, God, called meditation on the universal mantra in the same category in religion. Go learn how to meditate. Close your eyes and awaken your spiritual forces and connect to God. That's how. I'm telling you, there is a room after this conversation room closes, will be open, called Meditate on the Universal Mantra. That room will give you the instruction of meditation and awakening of your forces. Hopefully, as we create the communities of light, people will have much more time in their hands. They can utilize to meditate and contemplate and realize this thing by themselves. Actually, probably in this era, more people asking which God or what God are you talking about that 12,000 years ago. Because 12,000 years ago, they knew God is a spirit and is within them, and therefore the question would have never arose. But this time, our two physical eye cannot see spirit and God, and therefore our question is always, what God, which God, which religion? Is it Yahweh or Jehovah or Allah or Christ? Is it Jesus or Isa? Which God are you talking about? There is only one God. How can there be many gods with all these revelations? That God can be experienced. And when you experience that God, then you know God is with you always. He has never left you. There is no moment in your life that God is not with you. But our ego and our subconscious mind, which is trained for many lifetimes to feel separate from God, tell us we are alone, we are lonely, we are disconnected from God, and therefore we feel God is not with us. Now you understand, apostle says, I understand that there is one God. He has no material form. Exactly. He's a spirit. But at the same time, everything has been created by him, from him, and will return unto him. So there is nothing which is not God. God is everything. But what about his spiritual form? How can a spirit have a form? apats. A spirit is consciousness. A spirit is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. Because if God has a form, then he can have many forms. I take one form of him and say he is God, and you take another form and another and say, no, this is God. Then we're going to be back where the five blind men and the elephants are. And each person take a form of God, and we're going to fight with each other to eternity, which form is God's form. Whether any name, any form, anything that separates one part of God from the other is not the ultimate, is not the essence of God. It's not eternal. It's not an experience. So, by understanding this realization, we realize that it cannot have a form, it cannot have a name. It is eternal, and the only way we can know him is to experience him. Okay, Apats, the rule in this room is ask a question, listen to the answer, and then ask next question. If you keep typing, then it's going to be a chaos. So let me finish one answer and then ask the next question. Okay, you're asking, but how can he be limited to not having any spiritual forms? God is unlimited. It is not limiting God, actually it is releasing God from being limited, because the moment you give him form, you are limiting him. But if he's unlimited, and he is everything, therefore, all forms also are God, but they are not limited only in one form. Anything you look at, it's a part of God, because everything has been created by God, and therefore every form also are God. But at the same time, we understand if we take a manifestation as the form of God, then we are limiting him and be separating God from God, and therefore we create disunity. Therefore we don't say any form that you think is God, it is not God, it is God. Anything form you think it is God, it is God. But at the same time, it is not the ultimate, it is not the essence, and it will create separation and therefore destruction. You can go ahead and ask the next question if you want. Is Maitreya God to us? Well, this is the revelation from God to humanity. And as Christ said, me and the Father are one. No one can go to the Father but through me. In that moment, God and Christ were one. There was no separation between them. As Prophet Muhammad said, listen to the Prophet, whatever he says is from me. Again, the conclusion is Prophet Muhammad and God were one in that moment when Prophet Muhammad was saying that and revealing the revelation of God to humanity. At the same time, a couple of days later, somebody called Christ good rabbi, and he rebuked him and said, there is no good but God. 2 days ago, he was one with the Father, and there is no other way but him, and today is not even good. What happened? How can God not to be good? And you will see that you understand that there is true nature of every prophet, as Christ called himself the Son of God and the Son of Man. In that moment of oneness with God and revelation, he and the Father are one. There is no separation. Christ and Muhammad are God in that moment. But when they are a regular man, a human, they are man. They are the Son of Man. So now you conclude yourself with this answer. If Maitreya is God or not, that is the conclusion you have to come with. The question is, are you Christian or Muslim? But that's why we ask all of you people who come to our rooms and to this room, go to our website and study our teaching first, and then come Saturdays at 10 o'clock here in this room. Therefore, you would know what our teaching is. It is the revelation of unification of our religion, which includes Christianity, Islam, Baha'i, Hebrews, Old Testament, Hindus, Buddhists, Kabbalists, Christian saints, Sufis, and any other religion which is from God, and unified them together. Therefore, in this room, our teaching is the fulfillment of the God's words that at the end time his mystery will be finished, and now this is the revelation that takes the mystery out of God and all the religions and unifies them and reveals to humanity what God has been doing for the last 12,000 years and why all this religion has been sent to humanity. So if you are a seeker and you want to know God and his last revelation, that's it. You have come to the right room, but you have to put some effort. You have to go to our website. You have to come to our rooms. You have to come here to ask questions, seek, knock. And we encourage you to research and search all religions, all our words and revelation, and the word of God. We do not want blind followers. We want wide, awakened, with their eyes open followers who really follow God and are a part of this teaching and us. Therefore, go knock, ask, read our teaching, see how God has been revealing all these revelations one at a time, and now they are all have been put together. This is the conversation room of the Mission of Maitreya. You are all welcome to this room. We encourage all of you to go to our website and study our teachings, and then come and ask any question you might have. Go ahead, Shirin.
Hello, Maitreya and everyone. This is an observation of people who come to our room during the week or over time, and we tell them quite wonderfully that there's been a book revealed, the book sealed with seven seals. And then there's also that verse from Isaiah 29 about a book sealed. And people come in and want to argue and say, oh, well, I can write a book. Does that make me the messenger of God? And the observation is that back 2,000 years ago, if you've taught and sat on before, that books were not that common, whereas nowadays millions of books are printed every day, and people aren't seeming to understand what a book means. Could you elaborate more on that and put a clarification on that so people can understand the greater meaning of a book?
Yeah, well, a book is a very specific book. It's not books. It is only one book that God has promised will come to humanity and will reveal the mystery of God. Actually, that's a good way to say this is the book, because nobody before this revelation really wrote a book. No prophet wrote the book himself. They revealed the revelation orally. They never put it into a book. So you can say that's another fulfillment of prophecies. It just revealed that's the way it is. And that book, of course, is just not anybody can see it and write a book and say, well, this is this. This is the revelation of the seven seals, and I am the seventh angel. As we said many times, God does not send a prophet, especially a major revelation, without backing it up with prophecies, with revealing the words and fulfilling what has been foretold to come. It is foretold to come. There will be a book sealed with the seven seals. Nobody could open it. Actually, John was very upset and started crying to see nobody is going to open the book. And then suddenly one of the angel told him, look, there it is. That is the Lion of the tribe of Judah who is going to open the book. So one of the requirements right there is to be the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And to this point, the only prophet who was from the line of the tribe of Judah was Christ. But if Christ didn't open the seventh seal, he never claimed he opened the seven seals. He never revealed all religions unified. And therefore, that requirement only is being fulfilled with this mission and this revelation. And there are many, many prophecies that is in our website. You can go and read them and see exactly what all the religions are expecting for that revealer to come. And all been fulfilled. Besides of this fulfillment, of course, the book also is being opened to humanity. So that book is very specific, special book. It's not a man-made book. It's not a book which is not backed up with the prophecies and genealogy and the Word of God. This book is. So this book is very, very special. No other book is as special and as revealing as the Holiest of the Holies. And now it is revealed to man. And therefore those who come to the room and say, well, I can write a book. The next question is, what prophecies did you fulfill? Are you the Lion of the tribe of Judah? Have you fulfilled the prophecies of the Muslim and Christians and Hindus and Buddhists and Jews and Baha'i? And you will find they cannot do that. and what God has revealed to humanity is so unique, it's impossible for any man to bring all these things together by himself, and it is impossible for any other man to be able to duplicate what has been revealed here to humanity. And therefore, those who are really seeking coming of Christ and God's revelation and opening of the seventh seal, they should realize and recognize the uniqueness and the backing of God of this revelation. If they can see that clearly, they never can claim that they can just sit down and write a book that is based on the Word of God, unifies all religions of the world, comes at the time that is the end time for humanity or that previous era, and now it is revealed to man clearly how all religions of the world have been sent by God. So those who disagree with this, or they think they can sit down and write a book like the Holiest of the Holies, they know not what they say. They can't do it. They will not be able to match the uniqueness of this revelation and the way it's been revealed to humanity, the timing, the prophecies, the whole thing that now we are presenting to God, to humanity from God. And God is making it very clear to humanity, this is it. Humans, give up your egos, give up your ideas, give up your, you know, cultural biases and revelations and religion. None of them are correct. None of them have the whole truth. You have to give up human ideas and come to God's revelation with clear signs and prophecies. Now it is revealing to man that, yes, indeed, this is the revelation that humanity has to come to understand it and become one with it. The more we can give this message to humanity and more people realize that the religion is a part of a greater truth, the sooner we can bring the kingdom of God on earth and will bring peace and unity to humanity. Some people say even if we unify everybody, there will not going to be enough resources for everyone on earth. We won't have enough oil. We don't have enough food. There are infinite planets and a space for human to expand, to take over and bring greater material thing for man. Man has not been created just to stay on earth. That's why God has opened a space to humanity, and with knowledge and following of the science based on the spirit, man will realize they have greater power than being attached to the resources on this earth and fight with one another for scraps. So this book is the healing book. We do not heal individuals, we heal the whole earth in this time. And this is the healing power which has been released to man, and little by little they will be healed from their diseased mind, which is based on ego, separation, and destruction. You will reach a point, then the lion and the lamb will lie side by side, and they will not fight and all the destructive weapons and ego trips that is on earth so clearly will be left behind. This is the path of peace. Indeed, God sent the way to bring the peace on earth, but with the lesson of history. Human to understand this lesson. If it left to you, human, you will have wars, destruction, separation, ego trip. You will not be able to bring peace. You cannot do it. Because you fell from the grace. And without grace, no peace will come to you. With grace, you will create comings of light. You follow eternal divine path. You will follow the law. Grace and the law are the same. If you are not following the law and you think you will receive the grace, you are in delusion. And if you have the grace, following the law is very simple and easy to do. So, the grace of God has been released to humanity through these teachings. It is the way to salvation of man. It's just not a book. Oh, go to Barnes and Noble. There are dozens of books, a penny, or they have in wonderful books, you know, in sale you can have. So it's just not a book. It is the Word of God. It is the healing power to humanity. It is the way of salvation, kingdom, peace, unity. And if human learned a lesson for the last 12,000 years, they indeed will bring the kingdom of God on earth. So tell them, it's not just a book, it's the Word of God. It's a revelation, it's based on the prophecies, therefore they cannot just sit and write a book. Go ahead, Shakti.
Thank you, Maitreya G. As you were speaking, and I'm thinking on our wonderful blessing of the holiest of the holies, much more than a book, as you say. When you think of it as so much, I know of no other book that I have ever heard of or seen that touches, that speaks to every level of human existence. Certainly the greatest guidebook for a life of man, physically, mentally, and spiritually. It teaches us on all levels of our existence, of how to be godly, understanding God, everything. From history to science to how to act, how to become divine. I just wanted to join in the discussion. Thank you.
Yeah, that was an experience of one person. Indeed, all the scriptures of God are the songs of God. They touches your soul. If a scripture doesn't touch your soul, then it's not from God. And that is why people who read though, they love it. It touches their soul. It clears many things for them. And of course, as Christ said, some of these wonderful songs and seeds fall into a good ground, and it gives 50, 70, 100 fold. And some, of course, fall to the places but it will not prosper and give any fruits. Therefore, our work is to spread the seed, expand the seed, and not being attached to the result. Actually, that's what Christ was saying in that parable. Don't be attached to the result, you know. Be surrender and submissive to God, and surrender the result to God, and know God is doing it through you. Therefore, you're not attached to the result, and you're free from it. And by doing this, of course, you just spread the message. You give it to anybody who you could. You reach out to any level you could. As I said, send dough or send this revelation to every government officials. Send to every man. Invite them. Send to all the leaders in the religion, in many different religions. Tell them this is a new revelation. Their revelation is finished. No matter who they are they Christian, Jew, Hindus, Buddhists, Baha'i, you know, Muslim, send the teaching to them and invite them to come and join this new revelation of healing and unity. Of course, you might do that 100 times or thousands of times and you receive nothing back. That's okay. Do another 1,000. Another 10,000, and maybe eventually one or two of them will fall in the good ground, and they will see the vision clearly, and they become another seed, a spreader. They spread the seed as you did, and we will come to a point we will have many farmers or fisher of men, and you become indeed a child of God. But make it sure, make it very sure to yourself, make it very clear to yourself, it is from God. This is the last revelation of God. If you are not sure, don't do it. If you are sure, then you are obligated, you are chosen, you have been called to come and no choice but become a child of God. You are freed from all the dogmas and disunity and impurity of all religions and man-made ideas. You become a child of God. You become a channel for beauty of this revelation. But, Maitreya, did you get my long comments? No, I did not. What was your long comments? Can you post it again? If anybody saw his long comments, I didn't see any, and I wasn't PM'd. Usually, if there is a comment or question which I do not see them, I am PM'd, and they send it to me, and I can see them. I never read any other like it. So, great, great. Explicit. I hope that you will enjoy the revelation and maybe get more involved with it, you know, come closer to the mission. Let us know, you know, if you want to help, you know, because you, when you see that vision, you are called for. You are a part of the work. You are a part of this revelation. And you have to get involved more into it. And again, welcome all to the conversation room of the Mission of Maitreya. Here is the room that we encourage everyone to go to our website, to come to our rooms. We have 4 rooms here in Paltok. Go to all religions are unified, and usually there are people there or there is a schedule there, you can come when it is live and talk to them. They will help you to understand our teaching in a great degree. Go to our website, study it, and then come to this room. And we will be here and help you in any way we can that you become familiar with this teaching in a greater degree. Okay, Angel is asking, is this real Maitreya that is well known or fake one? No, this is the real one. Well, what you mean by real and fake, it's in your explanation. If you call what Mr. Kram says real and whatever he says is not real, then we have to have a discussion. Oh, okay. All right. Apparently, Angel cannot hear me, so probably people in the room who are typing can let her know that, you know, we have to know what is the explanation of the real Maitreya and the unreal Maitreya. If the real Maitreya is the one who fulfilled the prophecies and his revelation is based on God's word, then it's real. But if the real Maitreya is the one fulfills the expectation of Mr. Kram, then it's not. Because Mr. Kram is not following the word of God. He has his own ideas and has been resisting the calling of God to him, and therefore we leave him to God. When he was used to foretell of coming of Maitreya in 1982, in the spring of 1982, just like John the Baptist. John the Baptist baptized Christ, tell everybody he is the Son of God. Then later on, he sends his disciple, are you the one? When he himself prophesied of the coming of the Christ, and Mr. Kram is doing the same thing. He prophesied of coming of Maitreya in 1982. We even didn't know he is doing this. And we reached out to humanity in 1982. He did a good job. They put ads all over the world of coming of Christ, of coming of Maitreya in 1982, spring of 1982. And that's when Doe was ready, and we published it and put it out. Maitreya, when you going to make yourself known to whole world? I am ready. I am ready to make myself known to the world. Well, I could have been trying to do that. Sure. Do you have a way to do it, Angel? Do you know how to reach humanity in a greater degree? I have been here, Angel, since 1982. Actually, I've been here since 1944. But we received the revelation in 1977, reached out to humanity in 1982, have been preaching this from 1982, probably it is now 23 years. And we explain why this is not been spreading, it has not been spreading as fast as we had liked to, is because of the revelation of the coming at the tip of the night and the expectation of Kalki Avatar to come in 3 reincarnations. So we consider this one as being at the tip of the night, very quiet. I read it, but what to see this. So, we accept this as coming as a tip of the night this time, but of course if God provides other channels for us to reach to humanity, I'm willing to reach out in radio, television, any other ways that is provided for me, I will come and spread these words with no fear or attachments, and we will do whatever it takes to get this message out to humanity. In one way, it's been so slow because it's been, God is so protective of this revelation. He does not want any impurity in it. And therefore, we see God has been protecting it to this point. That's why it didn't become well known very fast. But Mr. Cram did a good job in spreading the word for coming of, you know, this revelation. But now he has refused to recognize it, and his word is not based on the word of God. So, Angel, if the reason you're red dotted is because you keep typing, I guess, and in this room you listen to the answer first and then you type after you're done to the one answer. So, if you know a way to spread this message in a greater degree, let us know. Anybody who can provide a better channel or more inclusive channel, you know, I will be available. You know, we had people who have interviewed us with in a papers. After we answered them, they did not publish it because apparently it was, the answer were greater than they expected. You're going, well, here's my comments, okay. And indeed, the Satan has no place on earth. Satan is where God is not. And since God is everywhere, Satan is that illusion of separation from God or Maya. My point is that God can still be one with his eternal form and appear to many in different way, as he is unlimited, out of which his impersonal nature is. Just one of the manifestation, but not the ultimate. For e.g., the president of U.S. is one person, but appears to many of his friends, relatives, wives, etc. Different ways for e.g. as a impersonal. The president power is known to other countries and not the president himself, but the ultimate entity behind all these is a person. The impersonal realization of the Lord is just one step from, hey, it's going too fast apart and too long. Could you say this in a very short sentence? Avoiding material forms, if that entity behind this impersonal feature, as well as if we all come to know. Oh, well, that's too long. Okay, well, in the gist of it, you're saying there has to be, I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's just like a page of book or something that you keep just pasting here, and it's too long, and I'm not going to even go through it. But in the very essence of it, that God is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. And that's all right. But don't be sorry, it's just too long, and I think you could have put that in a very precise sentences. And as far as I can see in it, you're trying to say that there's a personal God, which everything emanates from him or her, therefore also it is an individual, it's personal, it also has all the powers, and therefore it can be a united God, but at the same time it can be personal. In the manifested universe, you might have some point. There there are levels of God. In the ultimate level, he is impersonal. He is ultimate. He is the essence. He is beyond manifestation, and there is no personality in it. And will you make your... Okay, I got a PM. Let me read to say, when will you make yourself known on all TV for all the here see? Are you going to go to Yahoo chat room too? Okay, well, let's answer apart first. But in the manifested world, there is a center in the universe that controls the manifested world. That is where you are at. You call that center as a personal God. But even that center will be an obstacle in your way if you do not go beyond that personal manifestation of God, which controls the universe and have guided and created this universe to guide man back to Godhead. Therefore, anything is manifested, have personality. It is not ultimate. I don't have to go through it. It's too long. If you want to send it to me with the email, send it to question@maitreya.org, and I read it. I'm not going to go through that. We are 5 minutes over our time already. I'm just going to give you the essence of our teachings, and you can either figure it out. If you couldn't, send us an email at questions@maitreya.org, and I will read it and I answer you there, because it sounds like personal. But in essence, anything has personality, it has manifestation, it has any touch, feeling, or anything that appears to our senses is not ultimate. It's just that is the answer to your question. You have to go beyond your senses, your intellect, your mind, before reaching God. And in that level, there is nothing but oneness and eternity and unity. Well, Angel, if you have other ways for this place to be, for this revelation to be spread, send an email to iwanttohelp@maitreya.org. And we go from there together. It's just a part realization you are talking about. No, it is the ultimate realization. What you are talking about is a part of the realization. Anything has the feel or is not, the essence is a part. The ultimate has no personality, no unit consciousness. It is the essence, and that is the ultimate realization. Anything between where you are and that ultimate is a part. Have a good week, and again, meditate on these words and revelation, and reach out to humanity in any way you can, and provide me with any outlet or ways to reach in a greater degree. We will be back here at 10 o'clock Sunday Mountain Standard Time. It is 2 hours from Eastern Standard Time, and there are some places in the website that you can even figure out your time with our time and realize when you should be here in that time. If somebody has that URL, that people can come and go and find their own time and match it with our time, that would be great. So at 10 o'clock Mountain Standard Time on Saturdays. And if you need to get in touch with the mission, just send an email as questions, as you want to help, and all that to @maitreya.org. Be with God. And God bless. Salam, everybody.